All that is lost is found, and everything in life goes round. Just when you think you everything, you begin beginning. All that is lost is found, and everything in life goes round. Just when you think you have everything, you have got to begin beginning. Hello and welcome to the Womb Centered Healing Podcast. I'm Sama Morningstar, and today I would like to share some insights about womb-centered healing that came to me during a bodywork session that I was giving to a client. And somewhat in response to studying with a new teacher about herbal medicine for women and the differences between holistic healing modalities and allopathic or Western medicine approaches. And the insight that came to me is that womb-centered healing is really a calling to return to our design as human beings, as animals. And the insights I was having was that our whole design, our physiological design, our emotional design, and even our spiritual design, were designed to nourish and protect our wombs, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, because of the central importance of this ability to create new life. Our whole being is designed to nourish and support this. And this is pretty common, basic understanding of biology. And that, and if we use what I like to call biomysticism as a way of understanding our emotions and our spirit, seeing our biology as a map that we can see and touch and feel for things that might be more elusive for us to understand, like our emotions and our spirit, then we see that if that is the case physiologically, that all of our muscular skeletal systems are designed to protect the womb in so many different ways, and all of our organ systems are designed to nourish the womb and nourish our ability to create new life. It's like we're just like the plants or other animals, but in the plants it's so obvious that everything that a plant does is geared towards being able to nourish that seed or that fruit to reproduce itself and further its evolution and further its role in the ecology of life and its presence in the ecology of life. And so it's so amazing to me that we have come to this point in our evolution. And I've spoken about and written about why that may be, some ancient trauma that disrupted this natural design, in which now in our evolution, everything in our human society is not centered around nourishing and supporting the womb, nourishing and supporting our ability to create new life. In fact, it's just the opposite. It's about suppressing and neglecting the womb. And as we are suffering the natural consequences of this societal structure and this path of evolution that's bringing us to the brink of making life on this planet unlivable for ourselves and other species as well. As we come to that brink, a natural survival instinct is arising in women and men everywhere. People everywhere are naturally having this awareness arise inside of them that, wait a second, this reset is happening, this natural reset of reorientation back towards our intrinsic design of protecting, nurturing, and nourishing our ability to create new life. And this is such a powerful return. And so womb-centered healing is part of that return, because we've been not connected with that instinct, that natural way of being, that life-affirming, life-generating way of being for so long as a species. And there's a lot of wounding around that, because when you go against your natural evolutionary instincts, that in and of itself is wounding and traumatic and disorganizing and disruptive to our very life force. And so as we come to this brink and are coming to this awakening of collectively realizing, wait a second, having our wombs start speaking to us again, having everyone or many, many people waking up to this deep need to connect with Mother Earth, to connect with our bodies, to connect once more with our intrinsic instinct for life affirmation, nourishing life, generating life. Then when this happens, the natural thing to start doing is to, let's heal the wounding. Where is that showing up? It's showing up in the womb. It's showing up in our bodies, in our pelvises, showing up in our psyches, all of the issues around our sexuality, our creativity, our energy levels, chronic illnesses. Our bodies are just shutting down from the overwhelm of the stress of this life that is so contrary to our natural instinctive design. And so as we wake up to this and say, wait, we need to reorient towards life, then this womb-centered healing is addressing all the different areas of our lives where that wounding resides. So I just, I'm in the tail end of producing the opening summit for the Womb-Centered Healing Temple. And there are so many angles that all of these womb-centered healing practitioners are approaching womb-centered healing from. And they're all addressing different aspects of this wound that we're all longing to heal from, to reorient towards life, from herbal therapies to sexual healing therapies to ancestral healing, to using art and expression, artistic expression, musical expression, beauty expressions, ceremonial expressions, All of this is healing the natural instinct to be a creative force. Now, part of these insights that were coming up for me involves the fact that there are many people that would consider themselves to be feminists who feel, who might feel somewhat put off by this focus on the womb, feeling like women have been relegated to the functions, to the child-rearing functions of the womb, and limited to those functions, and that was part of the suppression, and women, and that there's an approach to feminism that wants women to be liberated from that in some way, that restriction, and that focusing on the womb is, some may say, would be a regression or a going back into a limitation. And I wanted to clarify that I don't see it that way at all, because I feel that our wombs are not limited to simply bearing children. Our wombs are the source of life generation, not just the generation of new human lives, but of creativity generation and life force generation and the embodiment of inspiration, spiritual embodiment can come through the womb in such powerful ways. And that as we connect more and more deeply with that woman energy, and a person doesn't have to have a uterus to connect with that, that we reorient towards the center of life that we were designed to organize ourselves around as a species, which opens up a whole blossoming and fruitfulness of our evolution into a life-restoring, life-regenerative species and life-restoring, life-regenerative individuals within that structure of orienting around this womb space. And so those are my insights for the day today. Would love to hear your reflections. You can send me messages here in whatever platform that you're listening to this on. You can also reach me at www.samamorningstar.com or wombcenteredhealing.com. And it's not too late to sign up for the Womb Centered Healing Temple Opening Summit, which there will be, you can always, you can join us for the last free transmission of this summit on November 16th. And after that, there's a donation you can make to have lifetime access for the summit. So go to wombcenteredhealing.com and check it out. And thank you so much for joining me in the Womb Centered Healing podcast. Until next time.